Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, there's controversy over the size of this year's harvest. According to Richard Lockhead's Rural Affairs Department, Scotland had its best cereal harvest for 20 years, up by a massive 12.5%. That's roughly a 350,000-tonne rise year on year. But the trade was sceptical, saying that the figures were incorrect, especially coming on top of the wettest harvest since 1985. Alan Bowie, speaking for NFU Scotland, was sitting on the fence. He said, as far as spring barley was concerned, there were still fields to be cut, and he was struggling to believe the figures. Turning to cattle now, and as the week went on, cattle prices stayed strong, and Dingwall Mart on Wednesday had a cracking sale of high-quality weaned calves. The overall champion, a 5-month-old Limmy Cross bullock from Mr. Pirrie of Chapel Park, at 300 kilograms, making £1,000, and others in the 300 kilogram bracket making 700 to 1,000. Sheep, too, met a great demand, with a shortage of quality being put forward as the main reason. It bears out what our adopted farmer John Scott was telling us last week about a great season for beef and sheep. And commenting on his brother-in-law Charlie's successes in the Farmers Weekly Awards last week, John himself is looking forward to the future.
What we've got to be open to is change, and open-minded and willing to look at things and crunch the figures, speak to specialists, speak to other people that have done it, because there's no doubt that single farm payment is going to reduce, so we have to look at other ways of creating income. There's no doubt that beef, sheep and cereals are good just now. How long will they stay good? Hopefully prices will stay strong, but let's just sit down and look at any other opportunities that might be there and exploit them. Don't be afraid, just look at things open-mindedly and with a sensible approach and grasp the opportunities that are there.
And John Scott heading off to the bull sales at Stirling today to join the 10,000 visitors expected from now till Wednesday. Perth at Stirling, as it's now known, will feature 850 pedigree bulls and females. And David Leggett, speaking for United Auctions, says that a herd health declaration is now a must, together with estimated breeding value figures. All in all, it should be a tremendous show. Our Monday featuring the Aberdeen Angus and Beef Shorthorn and Limousine, Tuesday Simmental Show and Sale Day, while on Wednesday, Charolais Bulls and Females are on sale. And we'll be keeping up with things as the week progresses. But from me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.